Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panorama Junior Shekinah Hayworth about her experience participating at the International Space Settlement Design Competition at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This is part one of a two-part interview.
What was it that you got to do this past summer?
So Declan McCarthy and I attended the International NASA Space Settlement Design Competition, which we qualified for by doing the Texas-Iowa competition last April. And my team won the competition, and the top people from our team, there was a team of 60, got to move on to this one. So at this competition, we had about 48 hours or 40 to design a space settlement for the moon. And we were given an RFP, which is Request for Proposal, which had what our customer wanted. And so we were trying to sell it to them. And so we had a team of about 60 kids. My team consisted of people from Uruguay, Canada, Texas, Iowa, Colorado, Washington. And so we have three CEOs, which are the adults on our team. And so there was Sam, and I don't remember the other two CEOs' names. And then we had elections, so people could run for president or vice president of engineering or vice president of marketing. So our president was Noel from Uruguay, and then our vice president of engineering was Arlo from Washington. And then I ran for vice president of marketing against someone from Washington and someone from India, and I won the position. So the vice president of engineering is ahead of the four engineering departments, the structural, operational, autosomal, and humans. And then I was the head of marketing, so we were in charge of all the business aspects and putting together our final presentation. So Declan and I were on separate teams, so I'm not exactly sure all that he did. I was on Rock Donnell. So it was a really stressful 48 hours, and like working everyone together was really hard, and there was like a little bit of a language barrier between the kids from India speaking their second language and the kids from Uruguay speaking their second language. They had a lot of trouble understanding each other with their accents, and we had trouble understanding the Indians too because they had really heavy accents. But it was like really awesome just for all of our cultures to come together, and like we were able to become friends with people from like other countries and other states, and we got super, super close, and we would just stay up like talking to each other if we would take breaks working. And like to this day, we all still talk to each other almost every day. And I was in a room with one other girl from Iowa. We had only two Iowa girls there. Her name was Aurora, and she did structure design. And we got super, super close, and it's just like that kind of stressful environment brought us all together. And it was like 40 hours might seem like a lot of time, but we designed like entire settlement, like living spaces, like how things are going to get in and out. And our main problem we were trying to solve is dust mitigation, so the lunar dust doesn't get into the settlement. So we try to solve that, and there's just so many like small aspects you have to include because each team has the same amount of time, the same resources. And so we had all day Saturday, well, most of the day Saturday, and we worked at Kennedy Space Center during the day and at our hotel at night. Each team had their own floor of the hotel. And then we had all day Sunday. And then Monday morning at 7 a.m., we had to have our projects turned in. We had 50 slides. And then Monday, midday, we presented our 50 slides. We had 30 minutes. So I presented like 10 of our slides roughly. And it went like really well, we thought. And then we got a couple of hours just to like tour around. I slept about 1 hour in like a 38-hour time period. And then like they made all the presenters go to sleep, so we went to pass out while we were presenting. So then I slept another like 2 or 3 hours. So I slept 4 hours in the last like 40 hours. So when we had our free time to walk around Kennedy Space Center, a group of us went into one of the IMAX theaters and took a nap. And then we went to the awards ceremony. And I didn't know they gave out like special awards, but they gave out like the best silent leader, male and female, and then they gave out the best female presenter, best male presenter, and I won the best female presenter, which was like a huge honor. And all the girls that presented for my team were the top four presenters, which was really, really cool. I just love a big honor for our team in general. And so that was awesome. And then our team won the overall competition, and it was just like such an amazing experience, like all of our hard work coming together, and everyone was hugging everyone. Like we've only known each other for 3 days, but it felt like years, and it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a pretty intense experience. And I kind of just want to backtrack to last spring, the Texas-Iowa competition. Where did that happen? And can you give the exact name for the competition?
So it's called the NASA Space Settlement Design Competition. So the Texas-Iowa one was at the Houston Space Center. I think it's the, I forgot the exact name of it, but it's the Space Center in Houston. And so there were kids from all over Iowa and all over Texas, and a couple from like South Dakota, And so we applied from our school. So Peyton Douglas, Declan McCarthy, and I all went down for that. We like rode a bus down. And so that competition, you only have 20 hours. And we designed a space element to rotate around the moon. So that included a lot of other aspects. I wasn't VP of that competition because my first one, so I didn't really feel qualified to run for anything. But I was still in marketing and helped a lot with like our human department designing the homes, which wasn't really my job, but that's what I ended up doing a lot of, and putting together a final presentation. And that one was really intense because it was like half the amount of time, and there was still the same amount of people too. And then we presented, so we got there Friday night, we started Saturday, and they were due 7 a.m. on Sunday. And then we presented Sunday afternoon after getting a tour of some of the NASA things. And I didn't sleep at all, so I went about 38 hours without any sleep. And I didn't present at that one either. I just was really nervous. But then my team ended up also winning that one. And that was just also just a huge honor because we didn't really think we were going to win because all the teams seemed like pretty equal to us. And those friends are some of the same ones that I went to the Florida one with. And some of the ones I didn't go to Florida with, I still talk to all the time. It's just a stressful situation to bring this together.
Was that your first time going to the competition in Houston?
Yes, it was my first time.
How did you first learn of this opportunity? What was your preparation? Was this something that you had been wanting to do for a long time?
I really, really wanted to do it. My brother applied for it when he was in high school, but he didn't make it to the competition, but I had heard about it. My friend Taylor Rabicus had done it the year before, but I wasn't planning on applying because I was only a sophomore, and they don't usually let up like lower-classmen go. But Mrs. Church talked to me, and she wanted me to apply and try to go because after you go the first time, then you can run for president or vice president or something the second time. So she wanted me to apply so then I could go again when I was a junior or senior. So I was really like surprised. Well, then my parents let me do it because I was 15 and I still am 15. So I didn't think they'd let me go, but they're close with Mrs. Church. They let me go, and now next year I'll possibly get to go again, and then I can run for vice president or president, which I did at the international one. But yeah, I really, really wanted to go to it for a long time because I want to go into aerospace engineering. I want to double major in aerospace engineering and business administration, which is basically what I did at the competition, which was really cool.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panorama Junior Shekinah Hayworth about her experience participating at the International Space Settlement Design Competition at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.